Wait for the pledge. Salute pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will move on to reports and communications. We'll start with the superintendent's update.
So I do not have an update for you guys tonight because we just did one last week. I will tell you that we are in the middle of having the carpets done at Wheatland L, and they will be moving over to Bear River next week. We had a massive flood today at Lone Tree where one of the pipes broke and let out a ton of water, but our maintenance guys took care of it, and so it's all fixed. And I spent a good portion of yesterday running around from Smartsville to Lone Tree to Far West to the other schools with our property appraiser for our insurance. So I haven't been to Rose Bar School but once in the 10 years I've been here, and then I went yesterday and the day before. So that is about all I have for this week. I do want to move on to the retirement portion of the meeting. So it looks like we only have Leanne here for retirement. Hello, Leanne. So first of all, I want to say we have two retirees that we would like to honor today. Of course, because of the pandemic, we're honoring them virtually. We did get bells for both of them, and Leanne's was presented to her at the Bear River get-together at Peggy's house. And so you did receive that, right, Leanne?
I did. It's very nice. Thank you.
And you wasted no time getting into that retirement luncheon. I think he had it for you. Just, I mean, the timing was perfect. And my mom was thrilled you were there.
Yeah, your mom told me last month she was saving me a seat.
There you go. So we would like to offer our best wishes as they enter the retirement life from the Wheatland School District. Both employees have been longtime employees and have contributed so many positives to our district and to our students. They are both very excited about what the future holds for them and to explore the outside life of virtual learning and daily Zoom classes, as well as social distancing, masks, three different start dates, et cetera, et cetera. So both of these employees will be missed, and we wish them well. Like I said, we had a bell for them, and they've both been delivered to the employees. And here's a little bit of some specifics about the two retirees. I'll start with Coco, that is retiring this month. She has worked many years in the district and was an essential part of our kitchen, feeding our students every day. I was going to attempt to calculate how many students that she served over the years in our district, but the number was getting way too high. So she'll be missed by everyone with that smiley face when the kids come in to get their lunches. And we have Leanne Weldon, who is on Zoom. Leanne has been a teacher in our school district for 26 years. If I understand correctly, Leanne, you have worked at all the sites?
No, I haven't been at Lone Tree.
Okay, but you were at Far West, right?
Right. Well, I closed down several schools.
Well, there you go. So she's been with us for 26 years. When she was first hired, I looked at her first contract, and she was making about $25,000 a year back then, which was probably high pay for that time, but not considering now. She ended her time with us as a fourth grade teacher at Bear River School and part of a great fourth grade group. Hopefully Leanne will return. I'm not going to say to sub because I don't think she's interested, but maybe she will. But she'll definitely return, hopefully, for the kickball tournaments at the end of every school year.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming for the fun. I'm here today over in eighth grade wing.
Oh, so good. So the Wheatland School District would like to thank both of our retirees for all they've done for the students of Wheatland. May you have all the successes in your future that you deserve. Lots of travel. Good luck. Please stay in touch, and please know that we will miss you.
Thank you.
She's hanging out with me, man.
Go figure.
So who won the kickball tournament this year?
Brando. Oh, Brando. She's over here too. She moved so you couldn't see her on the camera. But yeah, the boys and girls, they're champions overall for everything.
Wow. Okay.
She's already recruiting for next year.
Well, if she's lucky, she might get Tony.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Leanne, for everything. You've been an amazing part. And I remember way back when you were doing second grade over here. So,
yep. That's true.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Leanne, thank you for everything. It's been a pleasure. I was your first, I would think I was in your student teaching class when you first came to Wheatland. And it's been an honor all these years to know you and to have you finish your year with Tony.
Oh, thank you. I listened. That sounds like Robin. Yeah, you were. And Tim was in the class the year before when I was doing intern stuff with Miss Dawson.
Yes.
And then you were in the when I was student teaching. So yeah, so now I've had your whole family.
Yeah.
Might as well retire now, right?
Yeah, may as well. Another day. Good luck, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We will move on to our action items. Our first action item is the 5.1 approval of the 2021 LCAP report, which we went over last week. And
we need to do the consent
agenda. Oh, well, why do we want to do that? Come on now. Okay. Okay, we'll move on to the we'll move on to comments from the public, sorry, communication from the public. Okay, now we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'm way ahead of myself. I won't make a motion, but any comments or questions on the consent agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda. Okay, second.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now we will move on to action items. The approval of the 2021 LCAP report, which we got a little bit on last week. And if anybody has any questions or comments about that, otherwise I will entertain a motion to approve the LCAP.
There's just no changes from the last time. You know, we have it open for a week in case somebody wants to comment and add or delete, so there's no changes.
I'll make a motion to approve 5.1, approval of the 2021 LCAP report.
Second. First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we will move on to 5.2, approval of the 21 and 22 budget and the 21 and 22 estimated actuals with the budget provisions, which we got to all see last week. And if we could see it again, if anybody has any requests to do that. If not, if there's no questions or comments, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve 2nd.
Have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will move on to action item 5.3, revised 2021 and 22 student attendance calendar.
So I'm having Nick put this up on the screen for you. I talked about this last time, but basically in the bargain agreement that we came to with the teachers, we're moving around the way we're doing conferences, et cetera. So we had to account for those minimum days. And so if you look at the section, can you just scroll up a little bit?
Minimum days right there.
Yeah, right here. So the minimum days are in blue. Now, the minimum days that were set for staff development days, which are September 13th, October 4th, January 3rd, February 7th, March 14th, April 4th, and May 2nd did not change. The added, this is on the right. That's what was on the website. No, it's on here. Pull the one off
off the agenda. It's right here. So the minimum days is the last week of school, the staff development days, and then the new holiday release dates.
Right. So the last week of school is all minimum days, and then
which is June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th will be the last week of school. The development days will be the same: September 13th, October 4th, January 3rd, February 7th, March 14th, April 4th, and May 2nd. And then our holiday release days, which took up the parent-teacher conference days, would be September 3rd, October 11th, October 29th, November 19th, December 17th, and February 11th.
Perfect. That's exactly right. Thank you, Nikki. And so it's up there now, and you can look at it from the standpoint of go up to September, Nikki. So September 3rd, which is Friday, and that's a minimum day because Monday is a holiday. So that's how we did it. And then September 13th is Columbus Day. October 11th is Columbus Day. So we did that as a minimum day. The rest of them are all tied to before a holiday. And then the last week of school, guys, we threw that off, is all minimum days. And that gets us the same number of minimum days that we've had in the past. It's the only change to the calendar. So I bring it to you for approval.
I think we need to figure out how we get some days off in March, because March is just a really long month with nothing.
I agree.
Just nothing. But hey, you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. 2 weeks at Christmas. So anyway.
At least there's a minimum day in March now.
And that is true.
Well, if you remember, previously, we didn't have that February, so it was a real long stretch from winter break to spring break. And then when spring break falls way into April, it's even further. So now that there's that February break, it may not seem as bad for March.
Sounds good. Any questions or comments about the new minimum day schedule for the 21-22 calendar? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the new revised calendar.
I'll second it.
First and second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And then I think just for the record, just to let everyone know that Ish Medina is absent this evening. So all other board members are present. I probably should have done that at the beginning, but kind of not. But with that, we are done, and we will go to the West any board comments. Otherwise, we will go to closed session. Okay, we will go to closed session. Stay cool. Have a great summer.
Peace out.